Sometimes I don't feel you. Sometimes I think I'll kill you. Just don't let me, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. It's a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all
Day Without You. Before that, we heard the Paul Marriott rendition of I Won't Last a Day Without You, originally by Paul Williams. Here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the first program of 2026. Yes, unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, well, I can't believe it. That's just that simple. Can't believe it. But, you know, we just ended the holiday season, and there's still holidays that we need to celebrate, kind of like this on January 2nd. It's National Science Fiction Day, honoring Isaac Asimov's birthday and celebrating sci-fi worlds, robots, and time travel. It's also Motivation and Inspiration Day, a gentle nudge to start the year with purpose, or at least good intentions. It's also Happy Mew Year for Cats Day, because even if cats deserve a fresh start, they'll ignore it. January 3rd is Festival of Sleep Day, encouraging catching up on unrest after the holidays. Naps are strongly recommended. Good thing it falls on a Saturday this year. Humiliation Day, a tongue-in-cheek reminder that embarrassing moments are part of being human. They don't need to be, but they are. And Women Rock Day, not female rock singers, but it probably celebrates them as well, because it celebrates women's achievements, strengths, and creativity. January 4th is National Trivia Day, a perfect excuse to show off useless knowledge you've been saving up for years. World Braille Day, honoring Louis Braille and raising awareness of accessibility. January 4th is also Spaghetti Day, so twirl a fork and enjoy one of the world's simplest comfort foods. January 5th is National Bird Day, celebrating birds and promoting conservation and protection of their habitats. National Screenwriters Day also falls on this day, saluting the writers behind movies and shows we quote endlessly. It's also Whipped Cream Day, so it improves coffee, pie, and just life in general. Should play that by Tijuana Brass here soon. January 6th is National Bean Day. If it's Bean Day, then what is it now? It honors beans of all kinds, refried, baked, black, or magical. Yeah, imaginary, yes. Cuddle Up Day is also on January 6th, encouraging us to stay warm, cozy, and close with loved ones. And unfortunately, it's also Take Down the Christmas Tree Day, reality officially arriving as the 12th day of Christmas passed on the 5th. But at the same time, you can leave it up as long as you want to, like me. January 7th is Old Rock Day, celebrating really old rocks, the geology type. So getting its moment there in the sun. It's also National Tempura Day, saluting the crispy battered art of tempura. Harlem Globetrotters Day observed, recognizing the iconic basketball entertainers and their legacy. They were just in Pittsburgh after Christmas, of course. And finally, January 8th is National Bubble Bath Day. Warm water, bubbles, and ignoring the world is encouraged, although it's on a Thursday. It's also Argyle Day, celebrating the diamond pattern fashion classic that refuses to go away. And it's Earth's Rotation Day, except every day is Earth's Rotation Day, honoring the science behind why day turns into night on a daily basis. So there you go. Those are the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, that you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate. Here's the Harry Simeon Chorale and Snow, Snow, Beautiful Snow on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Beautiful snow. I've got a lot of jingle bells for grandson's carol.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with a hit called Always On My Mind. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo and Smoky Mountain Rain. To Wait for Love is to Waste Your Life Away by Frank Chaxfield, and Snow, Snow, Beautiful Snow by the Harry Simeon Chorale. And coming up next, we have Harold Winkler with Pieces of April on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Shadows in
relaxing and easy. That Shadows in the Moonlight, one of her hits from, I think, 1974 or 5, something like that. Before that was Hey Good Hardy with You and Me Against the World, and Henry Mancini with As Time Goes By, and Harold Winkler with Pieces of April. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Good to be with you today. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, New York. StubHub recently apologized after mistakenly listing a Christian music show as a heavy metal concert by Lamb of God, prompting a flurry of confused ticket buyers and at least one angry violinist who showed up wearing earplugs and combat boots. Okay. Okay, yeah. Event organizers said the glitch was due to an algorithm hiccup, of course, that paired the wrong genre tag with the venue lineup. We sold more earplugs than tickets before we fixed it, one promoter joked. Fans expecting screaming guitars found instant gentle hymns and acoustic guitars. Yeah, StubHub said it would refund purchases made in the first hour of the error. The mix-up briefly trended on social media under the hashtag Lamb of God's Grace. Boy, that's interesting. Hey, wow. Algorithms. Yeah, right. Springfield, Illinois. A 17-year-old Illinois teen constructed a 17.32-foot Eiffel Tower replica out of toothpicks, earning cheers and sticky fingers from family and friends. The sculpture, built over 6 weeks in the family garage, required more than 250,000 individual toothpicks and a gallon of glue. Spectators compared it favorably to the real Eiffel Tower, minus the elevators and with better breath mint access. Oh boy. The teen said, "I just wanted to see if it would stand." Yeah, a local museum has agreed to display the toothpick tower through January. Toothpick engineers say the youngster's creation may inspire new generations of tiny-scale builders. Of course. And finally, about 700 people and their pets packed the pews of St. John the Baptist Church in Holland Park, London, for an annual carol service that swapped hymnals for howls, purrs, and excited chirps recently. Dogs in reindeer antlers, parrots on shoulders, and a particularly dignified ferret stole the show. The church said the event raised funds for a local animal shelter and brought smiles to parishioners young and old. Carolers reported that singing Away in a Manger with a choir of squawking parrots was joyfully unpredictable. I guess they're glad it wasn't Silent Night, because it probably wasn't. It's the one service where you can't tell who's making more noise, the congregation or the pets, a choir director said. A reception followed, including pet-friendly treats and human eggnog. Not made from humans, of course. But yes, so there you go. You should always take your pets to church with you. I mean, that's they're God's creatures, too. Here are the Holly Ridge Strings in Winter Wonderland. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. The Anita Kerr Singers there at 17. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo and We May Never Pass This Way Again. John Gregory had the tune Summer, which was preceded by the Holly Ridge Strings and Winter Wonderland. So it makes everything balanced there with those two in a row. And yes, and we need to synchronize our clock here.
Once was a time I thought that love could be sold or bought, and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion, I fashion with caution, because of the notion, the potion of passion had never been passed to me.
If you say so.
But since it was sunny and sunny, I went for a stroll. But peanuts and pigeons and people put me in a hole. A blessing refreshing in you did unfold, dispelling depressing distressing salt from my soul. Once was a time I thought that love could be sold or bought, and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion I rationed with caution, because of the notion the potion of passion had never been passed to me. But now with you by my side, I find that I feel so satisfied. Somebody must have lied to me.
The Mamas and Papas going into Nick Ingman and Something Better to Do on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Paramore takes us up to the top of the hour with Soul Coaxing. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year. Now, another.